reasons. This audio recording is rather salacious news. But buried under all that salaciousness, there is also something newsworthy here. Not just because the whole thing is, you know, juicy and weird and about a residual sex scandal and in a weird part of the paper and about a weird part of the media and a weird part of the Republican Party. If you listen to the rest of the tape, what you ultimately get to is General Petraeus turning down this very kind offer from the Fox News chairman to run for president and have Fox News support him all the way. But in the way he politely turned down Roger Ailes' advice, General Petraeus said something that I think might be very important about how the U.S. government works now and why a man such as himself might want a particular job in Washington at a time like this. Listen to this part of the tape. This is where General Petraeus makes his argument for why not just the Joint Chiefs Chairman job would be a good job, but why in particular running the CIA would be a really good job to get.
An awful lot of what we do in the future, believe it or not, in Libya right now, perhaps, is what that organization can do. We're going to be retrenching militarily. Again, you can take big budget cuts, and that's going to be, you know, all about, it's going to be the post, sort of the early 1990s kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'll be the, quote, peace dividend after Iraq and after Afghanistan. It'll be the peace dividend.
The other folks, on the other hand, I think are going to be in a growth industry, our intelligence community. It's going to have to be.
General Petraeus telling Fox News in this off-the-record meeting that he'd be happy not just being named chairman of the Joint Chiefs, but also with the CIA director job, because he argues they're essentially the same size jobs, or at least they're going to be, arguing that the future of national security in the United States is probably not with the military, it's more like the CIA. Our intelligence community, that's the growth industry, even as we are retrenching militarily. The military will be playing a smaller role, CIA will be playing a larger role in the future. So if you really want to be in charge of what's going to be a bigger deal in America's future, you ought to head over to become the head of the CIA. That is apparently what is understood to be the new order of things in Washington. It's not necessarily the way things are supposed to be,